The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action. It comes from Nace this evening. We're back on the level and we even have an Oaks trial to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, mate. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good. Looking forward to Nace this evening, actually. It's a good card.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Again, a good mix of competition with that Oaks trial, as you say. An absolute standout. It was a good race last year as well because Venus de Milo took it. And interesting that Aidan O'Brien's got several others to throw at the board and some reasonable other racing on the card as well.
Yeah, good competitive handicaps, a few maidens. It's not bad stuff at all. Let's get stuck into the action, Andy. The first race is the 6 o'clock, and we start with a median auction maiden over 6 furlongs. And Baroque Poet is the 6-4 favourite this morning. 5-2 for Ariana. Devonshire is 7-2. 6-1 for Indian Tomahawk. Itorio is 14-1, and then it's 20-1, or bigger prices for the remaining runners. So Baroque Poet, the market leader, Andy. Do you see him as the one to beat here?
Not necessarily, no. I must admit I'm a bit shocked to see him such a short price here. He was a 10-1 chance on debut, suggesting that big things weren't really expected of him, probably largely to do with the ground being very soft. And, of course, we had Dick Whittington as well in that race who'd run well on debut. He was expected to win that day, although he fluffed his lines. He won next time out, and, of course, he ran really well in the Chesham last week. So, you know, he was up against a decent standard of competition. He was slowly away, made his ground up in mid-race and just kept on at the one speed. I don't know, it was just an okay run in a reasonable speed figure race on ground, totally alien to what he's running on tonight. So he's quite a difficult one to assess. So put him in at 6-4, I just don't see really too much sense in that, to be perfectly honest. And I'd sooner be with something else in this race at much more meatier price. And that horse in question is Devonshire, trained by William McCreary, whose last 2 2-year-olds have both won. Leading actress, of course, on debut in these colours down in Cork, and Ooh-La-La, who won last week at Sligo. So his youngsters are going really well. And this horse was expected to run a big race on debut at Fairy House on the 11th of June. She was all the rage in the morning markets, slightly easier to back on track. And although she didn't finish in the first race, she ran a race full of promise. It's quite a sharp track, that Fairy House, 6 furlongs. They have to break cleanly, 2 furlong run to the bend, and they have to show a good bit of track craft to get into a challenging position. And although she got left behind by the winner, absolutely bolted, a horse called Marcelli, who's definitely a horse going places, I thought she ran with a good deal of credit, certainly wasn't overly punished, and I think she just looks that type of horse that will come on for that run as well, mentally, more than anything else. She certainly looked a nice type. She's by Fast Company. So I'm doing really well this year with 2-year-olds. So Devonshire, if you can get sort of 4-1, 7-2 each way, that looks the way I'd play the first.
Okay, Devonshire each way in the first then. The second race, we're staying in maiden company for this one. This is a maiden over 6 furlongs, and Cougar Mountain is the favourite this morning, and being nibbled as well, even money into 4-5. Monsieur Power is 3-1, 4-1 for Intisab, 12-1 for Affectionate Lady, and 14s or bigger price as the rest. And an interesting newcomer here, Andy, in the shape of Cougar Mountain, related to several winners, has some lofty entries, including the July Cup and the Sussex. So do you expect him to make a winning debut here?
The market will suggest that, won't it, really? Not a lot can say, really, other than just go on what we know about Aidan O'Brien's first time out. As if the market speaks in volumes, then you know, they usually follow suit. But, you know, Aidan hasn't had a particularly fruitful time of it of late. He only had a couple at the Royal Meeting, but quite a few of his horses ran below par. And, you know, it's a treacherous business taking a short price about unraced horses. It doesn't matter what stable they're with. Yes, he is very well bred. He's by Fastnet Rock, who most of his horses want fast ground. And, of course, he took this race last year with Illustrate. But you know, inexperience might just catch him out. And I must admit, this is the first time I've been quite keen to back Michiel Parra all season, really, because he's a slightly frustrating character, but he's got quite a bit in his favour today. The fact that he's got the experience, and he's also racing on ground that I think will suit him much better to what he's been encountering in his last two or three starts. He probably needed to run first time out at the Curry in quite a good maiden. And then he was fifth in that race that saw Due Diligence burst onto the scene. Of course, Due Diligence ran an absolute stormer when third in the Golden Jubilee. So he was in decent company that day, but the ground was on the soft side, and albeit he ran well, I still think he's a much better horse on a quicker surface. Again, the ground bogged him down last time at the Curra in quite a good maiden. So I haven't really seen what he can do yet. And he's going back to Nace, track where he's run a career high on the speed figures. And on better ground, with that obviously two or three runs under his belt, dare I say, he almost looks an absolute certain to finish in the first three. And you could perhaps tinker around with him and make him your banker from each way doubles and trebles perspective along the day if you fancy another couple of two, three, four to one shots. I certainly think he's worth putting in the mix. Providing all eight runners got the post, I think Michiel Parra will certainly serve you well, as I said, if you put him in some combination each way forecasts, each way doubles and trebles along the day.
Okay, Michiel Parra then, the each way pick in the 6:30 onto the 7 o'clock next, and went to handicap company for the first time. And this is for 3-year-olds and over, rated 47 to 65. We're over 7 furlongs here, and it's 4 to 1 the field. Share a Secret is 4 to 1, 5 to 1 Le Darcy, El Jauza is 6 to 1, 6 to 1 for Copper Dock as well. Omri is 7 to 1, 10 to 1 for Zarpol. Lake George, 14s into 11s this morning, 14 to 1 for Future Earner and Le Shale as well, and 16 to 1 are bigger prices the rest. So quite an open race. Andy, who would you like for the 7 o'clock?
Not much really, Mark. It's an absolute stink of a race this is, to be perfectly honest. Low grade stuff, and not a great deal to be enthusiastic over. Put it this way, if Share a Secret was drawn anything other than stall 16, he'd be the automatic choice, because he comes here off the back of a win, and in a fast time as well. She showed bright speed in the latter stages to win that race at Fairy House, coming from quite a bit way back to claim the scalp of Local Flyer, who boosted the form with a win subsequently at Navan. So she's got very persuasive claims, other than, as I said, the coffin box right on the outside. Stall 16 could not be any worse if you tried. So 4-1, albeit looks fairly tempting for some, I'd have to pass it over, and I'd probably have a bit of a tinker around with a couple of prices here, because knowledge of this track at Nace, and having studied it in the last two or three years, you certainly want to be up with the speed here, particularly in these kind of races over 7 furlongs. So I'm looking for horses that are going to break cleanly and get into the first two or three early on. And one of those is going to be General Bunchy, and a horse that absolutely adores this track on his last two starts here. He managed to win off a mark of 51. That was this time last year. And then he tried to follow up in a much better race the next day, but he was just outclassed. Although he ran well, he could only manage fourth behind Mona Brown. But that was off a mark of 61. He now races off 53, and to be honest, he ran okay the other day in a claimer down in Sligo against one or two nice horses, but a mile and a quarter nowadays on turf just stretches him. So he's dropping back today. I think he could run well at a price. And the other one is Furucano. Now, this is one of the more speculative punts, because she's yet to win a race for New Connections, and indeed Tracy Collins have had her previously. Got a nice low draw, and tried to force the issue the other day at Listowel before losing its place on the home turn. So I'm expecting that horse to race quite prominently again, Furucano. And I think if we can just muck around with these two at prices, 20-1 for Furucano, General Bunching at 16-1. Hopefully one of those two at least will make the frame. And if they do, then at least we make the profit out of the race. But I mean, it's a race for small stakes.
Okay, tricky race then. A couple against the field to small stakes there. The 7:30 is much higher quality. It's the Nace Oaks Trial, a listed race over a mile and a quarter. 10 of them in the lineup here, and Palace heads the betting at 15-8. 9-4 for Carla Bianca, 7-2 for Avenue Gabriel, 4-1 for Circling, Beyond Brilliance 18-1 into 14s, 25-1 for Dance with another, and 33s or bigger prices the rest. So Palace, the market leader. Andy, you've mentioned that Aidan O'Brien won this last year with Venus De Milo, and Palace has run with some credit in a couple of classics of late, so this is quite a drop in class.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You know, she ran perfectly respectably in the Irish 1000 Guineas, keeping on at the one pace after being in mid-div throughout. Interesting that Joseph O'Brien decided to ride her that day, and of course he didn't ride the winner, Marvellous, so he keeps this filly in quite high esteem. And she ran again, another perfectly adequate race at Epsom in the Oaks behind Togruda. She just, if you like, struggles for an absolute bit of brilliance, this horse. She's just lacking that je ne sais quoi that the top-class horses do. And I think it's a bit of a red herring in many respects that she's finished so close up in those races and has kind of lulled a lot of punters into a false sense of security. I certainly don't think she's a 7-4 poke here. I mean, this is a really competitive race. And, you know, Carla Bianca, Avenue Gabriel and Circle and one or two others floating around at bigger prices will certainly give her plenty of stern competition. And I quite like Carla Bianca here. Obviously, Dermot Weld, as we know, has had a brilliant season, probably the best ever he's had while training at Rosewall. And he's got a really good record with his fillies this season. And Carla Bianca is finally now looking as though she can do some of the things that she threatened to do last year. Don't forget she was fourth in the Moyglare last year on only her second start in a very hot race at the Curragh. Things haven't quite panned out in the first two starts this season for one reason or another, but she seemed to flourish with a bit of sun on her back. And on the evidence of what we saw the other day at Navan, she looks a force to be reckoned with in these kind of races. She won by 5 lengths, but I love the way she strode out late on, really used her long, lanky, leggy stride. She's almost like the Maria Sharapova of horses. And, I like the way she went all the way through the line. She did a good bit of work in the latter stages of that race. She clearly likes fast ground. The soft ground for her was all against her the time before. And I think she's going to be remembered prominently as well. Her run style is absolutely deadly for this kind of track, i.e. a horse that races in the first two or three and then just keeps lengthening and stretching all the way to the line down the straight. 9-4, 5-2 this morning. I think Carla Bianca represents the value and one of the most likely improvers in this race.
Carla Bianca, then, the selection in the 7:30, the Maria Sharapova of horses, interestingly. On to the 8 o'clock next.
I spent too much time watching tennis.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Anyone think it was Wimbledon? We're on to the 8 o'clock next, race 5 on the card, and this is an apprentice handicap over a mile, and Eloge heads the betting at 15-8. 4-1 for Intensified. Ever Yours is also 4-1. 11-2 for Derulo. Alphizer is 10-1 with Temkin, and then 12-1 or bigger prices. The rest, who'd you like here, Andy?
I think there's only really two that you can fancy in this race here. You could either play the two against the field or you could just pay back the one each way because Elo certainly sets the standard of late. I think she's a massive player here from the Andrew Oliver stable. I tipped her actually at Fairy House two starts ago, expecting her to step up to the plate first time out in handicap company. She was well back from 10s into 5s. She just didn't really get her feet out the ground that day at Fairy House. It was very gluey and tacky. And although she only got beat 6 lengths, we were certainly expecting a little bit better return for those of us who backed her. Then next time out over today's trip at Navan, she caught the eye by Stainham quite nicely in the latter stages behind Local Flow in quite a good race. That race has already begun to work out well because Tom Dooley and Snap Clicker ran out of that race, ran good races at Garran on Sunday. Of course, Tom Dooley was a winner on that occasion. So the form has taken an immediate boost. Just a little bit unsure about the jockey on this occasion, Christina Simpson. Now, she has ridden a win, and that was above the law down in Navan, but above the law is a huge front runner, and he kind of carried her through the race. Now, when she's been put under pressure, like if her horses have come under pressure, she looked a bit agricultural in the finish. So, albeit I do think Elogue's got the most obvious form claims, whether Christina Simpson at this stage in her career can get the job done is certainly open to debate, particularly at a short price. I quite like, therefore, the chances of Intensified here against her, because I do like the pilot on board, Derek Redmond, and he seems a much more polished individual than Christina at this stage in his career. He also rides a horse, of course, on its second start in its career last year as a two-year-old, was run up behind War Command, no less, at Leopardstown, only beaten the neck. So for a mark of 72, considering the exploits of War Command, this thing would be an absolute certainty if we could guarantee coming back to form. It kind of nosedived towards the back end of the season for one reason or another. Why it lost its form, I have no idea. Didn't round the year off in bad shape because it did manage to finish fifth behind Go for Gold and John Constable. A couple of horses have been plying their trade in group company this year. And that was off a mark of 80. The handicap has subsequently dropped to £8 in the interim. So this horse is very much a dangerous floater here, Intensified. It wouldn't surprise me if there's good money for this morning. And I'd be prepared to take a chance that he's going to come back to his best, because if he does, then I think he'll beat this lot.
Okay, intensified then. In the 8 o'clock, the penultimate race this evening is the 8:30, and this is a handicap for three-year-olds and over a mile, and quite an interesting handicap despite only having six runners. The Ring Is King and Flick Flack both arrive here in good form. Modern Me Jobsworth loves it round Nace, and then you've got Dalkova, Barrack and Curlcat in there as well. 2-1 favourite is The Ring Is King, 3-1 for Flick Flack. Modern Me Jobsworth and Dalkova are both fours, sixes for Barrack and Curlcat, 16-1. Who'd you like for an interesting 8:30, Andy?
Yes, I'm going to do something that Jimmy Anderson didn't do yesterday and play this race with a bit of a straight bat. I'm going to go with The Ring Is King. I went against him last time out, and that came back to haunt me. I went for another horse in that race, and I was quite impressed by The Ring Is King. I'd previously got him down as a bit of a gaff track horse, but he certainly threw a custard pie in my face on that occasion with winning quite, I thought, quite snugly in the end at Leopardstown, proving that he's obviously in good form. And you know, he followed up that win at Dundalk as well, which certainly wasn't any flash in the pan. Judge of O'Brien gets on really well with this horse. He's ridden him quite a few times. He's just a no-nonsense, no-frills kind of individual that you're looking for races in, of this nature. He stays well, he races handy, he's got a good attitude off the bridle. And I'd just about favour him over Flick Flack, who impressed with a good turn of foot the other day at Sligo. I just think that Flick Flack's probably better over 7 furlongs, and this is quite a stiff mile. Plus the fact that she's ridden by Holly Farrell, claiming 10, who's having her first ride in public. Now, obviously, whether she's any good or not, time will tell, but it's always dangerous to back a horse like that with an inexperienced pilot on board. As you said, More Than Me Jobsworth got a really good record round here, and it's certainly a danger if we can rely on this horse coming back off the back of a long layoff. Certainly, it'd be an interesting horse if there's money for that this morning. But I'll stick with The Ring Is King while he's in this kind of shape.
Okay, The Ring Is King in the 8:30, and the 9 o'clock is the final race this evening. We finish with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF Filly's Maiden over a mile, and Shell House is 5-4 favourite this morning, 3-1 for Seacoast. Sarafila is 7-2, 7-1 for Saldana Bay. Leafy Suburb 10-1, and then 14-1 or bigger prices for the remaining three runners. So Shell House heads the betting, Andy. She's had three goals so far, a couple of them in pretty warm maidens, and on a reappearance this season, she finished behind Carla Bianca at Navan.
She did, yeah.
Yeah, so that form could be boosted by this point.
It could be, yeah, exactly. I think Carla Bianca, whichever way you look at it, will finish in the first two or three in that race previously. I can't see her not running a huge race in that Oaks trial. So, you know, Shell House will have its form boosted, there's no denying that. And she is probably the best filly in this race. I just worry that she probably wants a little bit further than a mile in time. You know, she started off her career over a mile at the Curragh, and, you know, she was nearest at the finish that day. So you're almost, you know, imploring Aidan O'Brien to stick her up in trip, because her stamina seems to be a strong suit. He dropped her back to 7 next time out when she was 11.08. She was always going to be a poor favourite that day, particularly against horses like Mighty Tain in Afternoon Sunlight and Lahinch Classics. Of course, that race has worked out incredibly well. And on debut, well fancied again. She's just getting outpaced, even over a mile and a quarter, albeit against horses like Carla Bianca, who I definitely think's a group horse. So it all depends what Joseph does here. Now, to be absolutely sure of this horse winning, you'd hope that he'd make plenty of use of this horse tonight, i.e. it's a really weak maiden. Just get the thing out in front. Nothing will want to make the run in. It's very difficult for horses to make ground from the back of the field here at Nay. So the one thing you don't want Joseph O'Brien is meandering through the first two or three furlongs, holding this horse up in mid-division and getting out sprinted down the lane. So without seeing the tactics or knowing what Joseph's got in mind, she is the selection. But at the same time, you know, if you do back her, you'd certainly want Joseph to get a move on from the when the gates open.
OK, let's just have a bit of a summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections for Nace one more time.
Yeah, a couple of really strong bets here on the card tonight, Nace. Starting off with Devonshire. Can't see that horse not running a huge race in the opener. 6:30, I'm going to go with Michelle Power and employ you to back that horse each way. Well, certainly put it in some each-way doubles and trebles along with any of your other fancies along the day. 7 o'clock, a really trappy race. I reckon the front runners or horses at race handy might hold sway. And with that in mind, I'm going to take a chance on a couple of low-drawn ones, General Bunching and Furucano. My nap of the night is Carla Bianca in the 7:30. I think she's a filly going places, particularly on ground, which is going to suit. I'll take a chance at Intensified bounces back to form in the 8 o'clock. In the 8:30, I'm going to go with the inform Ring Is King. And in the final race, Shell House is a selection, but that's certainly with the hope, or fingers crossed, that Joseph O'Brien doesn't dilly-dally in the early stages.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck with your selections. Enjoy Nace this evening. And you're in the studio the next couple of days, I understand.
I am indeed, yes. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, good stuff. Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.